Hey, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. It's our first podcast of 2016. We hope you had a fabulous holiday season. We took a little short break from doing the podcast over the holidays, but we are thrilled to be back with you in 2016 and have so many amazing resources to bring you this year so you can have a more amazing sex life. Just as a reminder, these Wednesday episodes, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversations, keep tuning into our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. On this week's episode, I am going to share some excerpts from a book called Passionate Marriage, Keeping Love and Intimacy Alive in Committed Relationships by David Schnarch, PhD. This is one of my absolute favorite books about sex and relationships. The entire book is well worth reading, or even better, have it read to you as an Audible book, which you can get for free at audibletrial.com/pleasure. That's audibletrial.com/pleasure. Our friends at Audible will hook you up with a free month trial of their service, and you get a free book of your choice that you get to keep even if you cancel your free membership, and you will never pay a dime. This book, Passionate Marriage, is available as an audio version, and this is one of my favorite books. I return to it again and again. He's really honest about sexuality in a relationships in a way that a lot of therapists are not honest. A lot of therapists kind of focus on the gentler side of relationships and on communication, and he covers all of that, but he also covers things like fucking, which is what we're going to talk about today. So what is the difference between having sex, making love, and fucking? The same physical acts can create very different subjective experiences, as we know, and many people that we hear from crave more fucking. They crave this experience of being absolutely consumed by pleasure, of being ravished, but they don't quite know how to get there. And in Passionate Marriage, after exploring many facets of sexual intimacy, David Schnarch turns his attention to the experience of fucking and why so many people find it harder to fuck their spouse than to fuck a stranger. Here are a few excerpts from this exploration of what he calls healthy fucking. Quote, "Fucking involves a unique tone of engagement and experience. People who know it know when they feel it and with whom they feel it. To those who like it, it's often more important than orgasm itself. Fucking embodies a lusty, lascivious eagerness for pleasure, a delicious, desirous wantonness. It is the opposite of crudeness. It is sex embellished with erotic virtuosity. There is deliberate intent to arouse and satisfy passion. Fucking makes for intense sexual encounters. Fucking involves doing and being done, as in doing your partner and being done by him or her. It's the doing and being done that some crave and others fear. It involves energy exchange through patterns of coordinated stimulation and role behaviors. Do you know what it feels like when someone's doing you? Not just bringing you to orgasm or having intercourse, but really doing you. Do you know what it feels like to do somebody else? Fucking is the subjective experience of doing each other and being done simultaneously. Many people, male or female, have a hard time cranking loose their eroticism with the person they married. The real issue here is potency, in this case manifested as sexual intent. In marriage, sexual intent can involve love, caretaking, mutuality, and nurturance, among others. We so rarely address sexual intent that we never think of fucking as loving. In fact, many think of it as debased sex and the farthest thing from making love. We think love and caring lead to desire for tender sex, but we don't associate these with the carnivorous intent involved with doing your partner. The only part we think is involved in fucking is people's, quote, dark side. This brings us to the other issue noted above. What kind of aggression is involved? Society may accept that anger can be healthy, but not when it's mixed with sex. Because sexualized aggression too often fuels degradation, abuse, and rape, all forms of it have been banished from the bed. The problem is that healthy aggression plays a role in healthy fucking. Think of it as a productive way to use pent-up energy in the relationship. Having sex with as much energy as you expend at the gym is good for you physically and emotionally, and much better for your relationship. People don't have sex to the point of exhaustion the same way they do in their workouts, but it would probably help everything if they did. End quote. And in this chapter, he really explores this idea of using aggression to fuck your spouse. And it's a really interesting take, especially coming from a marriage therapist. And he talks about the idea of using fucking to digest aggression within your relationship. So you're not fucking out of anger or punishment, but you're using the pent-up energy and the aggression and the controversy that's innate in any relationship, harnessing that energy and then fucking from a loving place. And I really love that image of using pent-up energy to fuck and be fucked and to express the kind of carnivorous desire that he talks about. There's so much in this chapter that's fabulous. I highly recommend you grab this book. It's one of the best books, I think, that covers sexuality and long-term relationships. And remember, you can get it for free at audibletrial.com/pleasure as your free book for a free trial membership with them. Or, of course, you can grab the book in hard copy or Kindle copy. However it pleases you to consume this book, please do consume it. It will rock your world. And now for my little challenge. I would love to challenge you all to fuck with the same amount of energy you expend at the gym during a good workout. But you might not be there in your relationship, and I think you have to build up to that kind of fucking. But you all can fantasize about what it means to fuck. In your fantasies, start exploring what does it feel to be fucked in comparison to be making love. What do you crave more in your relationship? Do you want more fucking? Do you want more of that primal energy? Or do you want making love and more of that tender energy? Or what combination would feel right to you right now? And if you crave more fucking, as I think many of us do, what steps do you need to take to get open in your relationship, to get ready for healthy fucking? What kind of intimacy and trust and communication do you need to establish in order to fuck like bunnies, in order to really fuck one another, to do and be done, to have that kind of energy back in your bedroom? So, think about it. If you want to email me and share your experience, I'd love to hear from you. Come over to pleasuremechanics.com and be in touch with us. And we will see you on Friday for a full episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Cheers.